Nothing quite says summer like sitting outside in 101 degree temperatures with a heat index of 110. Enjoy! America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend!
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by soon. We will have an in-depth conversation on the unusual uses for a product known as Vaseline. Yes, pure petroleum jelly. We've all used it. Think of some of the things that you have done with Vaseline. Really? Oh, wow. Anyway, we'll have some others, and we will talk about all of them. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by more jobs with the highest gender pay gaps. And we'll finish the hour with a conversation with Larry Chaffetz. He has developed a product called Kids Goo. It is a healthy way to keep the sun off of your kids' skin. That is correct. He has invented a healthy sunscreen, and that's something that all parents would want to learn about. We start things off this hour with the trip to the ballpark in the summer. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. You want to go see your local ball team. So you head out to the stadium. In my case, you head to New York City to see the New York Mets. Yes, the defending National League champions. $23 to park the car. Yes, you're taking your car to the game, too. And once I get in with the tickets and everything else and the food and the expensive food inside the club we were able to go in, you're looking at a $150 day just to get things started for a father and his son. Then when you get into the seats, you realize it's blazing hot here in July. And all of a sudden, those clouds that were going to shroud the sun for the good part of the afternoon, well, they went down to the beach for the day because it is bright blue skies and a blazing hot orange sun. Now, the seats at Citi Field that we were sitting in have sort of like a leathery thing to them. Well, in the summertime, they bake. And you stick to them, and you sweat, and it's not pleasant. And your 13-year-old son looks at you and says, "Dad, why are we even here? Let's go inside." So instead of watching the game live in person in front of you, you end up back inside the club, yes, where it's very pleasantly air-conditioned, but watching the game on TV and buying some more $6 bottles of Gatorade and $5 bottles of water. Why couldn't we just stay home and watch the game? So here, note to self, never, ever again go to a day game. Baseball in the summer was meant for the nighttime. The sun's gone. A beautiful summer evening in New York. That's what we need. Why am I so stupid sometimes? You know, you kind of, we've been through this before. Not that I'm stupid, but that's already been proven here on the show many times. But the idea that I've gone to day games and I know it's uncomfortable. A lot of times we'll try to get seats underneath a covering, so at least there's some shade. This time there was no shade at all. There was no shadow to be found. Just this blazing hot sun on us. So what a wonderful day. But you know what? I got to spend it with my 13-year-old son. So all things considered, it was a great day. All right, let's keep sports in mind. How about sports in focus? Adam Walsky starts a series today on the expansion teams in baseball.
Today on Sports in Focus, we begin a series on Major League Baseball expansion. Since baseball has typically expanded in even numbers, I thought it would be fun to compare how teams that were born into MLB together have done. The most recent expansion occurred in 1998 when the Arizona Diamondbacks joined the National League and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, now the Rays, joined the AL. Arizona had a lot of early success, winning a division title in its second season and capturing a dramatic World Series in 2001. All totaled, the D-backs have won five division titles and the 2001 NL pennant and World Series. Tampa Bay, on the other hand, did not get close to a winning season until 2008, the Rays' 11th year. But what a year that was, as the Rays not only soared above 500, but won the American League East and the AL pennant, losing the World Series in five to the Phillies. Since then, the Rays have made three playoff appearances, losing in the AL Division Series each time. Next time, we'll look at the Rockies and Marlins, who joined MLB in 1993. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. The unusual uses for Vaseline, they're coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute, your transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.